This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's
what an awesome job, but I think, unfortunately, the way politics is now, once you have been associated with the political process, it's really hard to wash that off. It would take a long time. I love the law. I love it much more than I ever love politics. I love it, but I'm also not naive. If something changes in 10 years and a president called me, I would say, let me come help you come up with a list of people that would be really good, but don't put me on the list.
Here now, House Hours Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy. Good to see you this evening, sir. Thank you for being here. You still feel that way? And what do you think about this process when you look at how political it has become?
Sad. I remember going home on lunch breaks to watch the confirmation process for other Supreme Court justices. I mean, that's how much of a nerd I am when it comes to these things. It's like the Super Bowl for me. I love the interaction between the senators and these really, really intelligent folks. But it's become so political. I mean, how many Democrats voted for Neil Gorsuch? Three? Ruth Bader Ginsburg won 95 to single digits. So the Democrats just have a different rule when it comes to Republican nominees. And, you know, Gorsuch should have won overwhelmingly. But it was, what, 10-vote margin?
54 to 45.
You
can almost see that number. And Kennedy was 97 to 0. So you can see that number just getting tighter and tighter as you go through this process. And it's very easy to imagine that this person could win or lose by one vote.
Particularly if Rand Paul is already in that, which just, I mean, I like Rand, but that just befuddles me why you would play into the Democrat playbook by already announcing who you're going to vote against.
He voted against her in the last round, you know, just to clarify. He voted against her when she was up for the circuit court.
Hopefully something has changed, but what it really does when it's this tight, when it's 51-49 or 50-49, if somebody's in poor health, it makes every one of those 100 senators the decision maker. And that is just, I mean, can you imagine a more miserable existence than having those 100 bosses get to dictate what you do? So I feel sorry for the president, although this is the most important thing. We have gotten it wrong 5 different times that I can think of. Republican presidents nominating 5 folks, whether it is Blackmun, whether it's Brennan, whether it is Warren, whether it is Souter, whether it's John Paul Stevens. Those are all Republican nominees that shocked us with their liberalism. You can't think of a single Democrat nominee that shocked you with his or her conservatism. So President Trump's first obligation is to not get it wrong, like several of his predecessors did.
I mean, the buzz is that it's not Amy Coney Barrett. We could all be surprised, and she could walk into the room tonight. We just don't know. But this exchange with Dianne Feinstein, Senator Feinstein, really disturbs a lot of people because it goes to the heart of whether or not you're allowed to be a religious person in the United States of America and sit on the Supreme Court. Watch this.
When you read your speeches, the conclusion one draws is that the dogma lives loudly within you. And that's of concern.
What do you think about that?
I think it is despicable. And I think if a Republican had said that, that person would have been vilified. First of all, I wouldn't want a religious faith structure that didn't influence every part of your life. On the other hand, the best judges have the humility and the restraint to follow the law. You are talking to someone whose religious views are very different on the death penalty than the fact that I had to seek it 7 times as the district attorney. So the ability to separate what you believe from a theological standpoint from actually doing your job, I think it's terrible that Dianne Feinstein asked that question, and she would not have asked it of a non-Christian. I can guarantee you that.
Well, that is the hypocrisy. And what did our founding fathers, what did they say in their founding documents about having a religious connection in order to run for office? how far we've come since then, right? This is Bill Martinez, just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America's Promise, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Adam Angieski is with us. It's been a while since we've had a chance to speak with Adam, and he's addressing a topic that has come up several times. We've asked that question that, you know, President Trump has been saving us a lot of money with the White House payroll, and wondered what that number was. And look at, no sooner do you ask, Adam's got the answer. Adam, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Great, Bill. Thank you very much for your interest in our work. It is great to be back on your program.
Hey, always good to have you here. And as I said, I don't know why I didn't ask you sooner, because that was a question that had been coming up repeatedly as with Donald Trump's administration. Of course, some, you know, there's been some issues where the Democrats have not been helpful. I think that had it been an Obama administration, they would be going absolutely ballistic if things were being slow walked, people not getting confirmed, people not being in position. You got to spend that money, but Donald Trump believes sometimes that less is more, and in this case, good for us. You say, according to your report, that taxpayers are saving some $22 million on this lean and mean White House payroll.
Well, it's about time that we had a political leader actually execute on his campaign promises,
right.
And the president just may be the only politician in the history of the country to do so,
mm-hmm.
at least in recent memory. So we, every year on June 30th, the White House payroll, there's a mandated report to Congress. We picked that up, and 2.5 hours later, we were up at Forbes with a piece that showcased the leaner White House payroll. It's actually the second year that we've issued this oversight, and what we show is that the president is leading by example. He is doing more with less. He has cut, even Trump versus Trump, his first year to his second year, he has cut the number of employees, he has cut the total payroll, and he is running a 20% leaner payroll when compared against President Barack Obama at the same point in their respective presidencies.
Kind of amazing. I mean, here it is. Everything is so up in this country at every turn. Home sales, unemployment down, you know, more people back to work, the enthusiasm factor, more businesses being created. At every turn, things look rather robust in our country, and we can thank the president and his policies a lot, you know, getting these regulations out of the way and these things that were so cumbersome and causing problems for people to do what it is that they enjoy doing, and that's going out and being productive, right?
Exactly. And I think part of the resistance of the swamp is that the president has to fight the big spenders in his own party, those big spenders in Congress, and they keep greenlighting these huge omnibus spending bills.
Yeah.
Well, they need to take a page from the president. If you look at the president's White House payroll. And this is under his executive control. He picks these people. He's down nearly 100 employees running a leaner payroll versus Barack Obama. And furthermore, the Republican, the big spenders in Congress, can learn a lot from the president's wife, the First Lady Melania Trump. She's running a payroll that is down significantly from the payroll that Michelle Obama was running. Michelle Obama, at this point in the Obama presidency, had 24 staffers. Melania has 10 staffers. Melania was actually running a White House payroll worth $1.6 million a year, and Melania has significantly cut that payroll.
You mean Michelle was running a payroll of $1.6 million, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And Melania significantly cut this. See, these are things that are so underreported that people don't want to hear, you know, the responsibility. And, oh, let's not forget the president is not even accepting one dime. He continues to donate his salary, right?
That's right. Now, under the Constitution, the president must. He cannot reject the salary. So President Trump is bound by the Constitution to take a salary, but on a quarterly basis, he's donating all of it to federal agencies. So he has donated it to the Department of Transportation, to the Department of Interior. He's donated it to Veterans Affairs and to other federal agencies like the Department of Education, $100,000 a quarter. He hasn't missed a quarter.
Yes.
Just kind of flashing back to Michelle Obama's payroll, she was heavily criticized, and rightly so, for running a 24-employee payroll in 2009, which included a laundry list of different position titles like assistants, advisors, schedulers, directors, deputies, associates, social and press secretaries, and other helpers.
Why would the First Lady need so many people? But, of course, you couldn't question that, right? But now we look at it in retrospect and going, what did she need 24, assistants upon assistants for?
And she didn't. And thankfully, Melania Trump and her husband, Donald, they know how to run leaner payrolls
right, and
protect and save the American taxpayer.
This is amazing. I mean, it's so egregious by comparison, you know, when you look at that. And I think it's hard to argue, as critical as some people, the never Trumpers that they want to be. It's like, just look at it from a standpoint of, we were having a conversation with earlier with MRC, advocate, director, I should say. And, just talking about all the good news, for Latinos, but yet you think Telemundo would be, heralding, all the great advancements on behalf of the Hispanics, and nothing is said. I mean, you just hear crickets over there, and this is what sadly is occurring in our country today. And along the process here, Adam, people are losing credibility because you're not reporting the facts anymore. The empirical evidence be damned. I mean, we hate Trump, and that trumps everything, right?
Well, and to your point, Bill, you're exactly right. So last year, when we issued this oversight of the White House payroll, and we forecast at Trump's existing leaner payroll, he was going to save the American taxpayer $22 million. It took us about 24 hours. We were probably 20th in the country with a report. We were the only one that was positive on the White House payroll. This year, we thought, wow, we're going to be right out of the blocks. Two and a half hours later, we were up. It was 72 hours before anybody else published an oversight piece. It was Reuters 72 hours later. We were the only ones up. Nobody wanted to cover the good news coming out of the White House.
Amazing. Well, that's the deal. Whether it's, the low unemployment numbers, what's happening in terms of new businesses and hires and, bonuses and increased hourly wages, all that good stuff. You put aside, because, you have to go out of your way, Adam, to hit the numbers that the mainstream media is hitting in terms of bad reporting and bad news about this president. When you got 90% of the news negative about President Trump, I mean, you've got to be totally fixated. I mean, how do you come up with, those kind of numbers,
Well, I think it is It is Trump is taking on the elites in every segment of society, all the stakeholders that had a stake in our wallets. And we can talk about just how extreme the elites in this country have dialed into the American taxpayer with welfare for the wealthy. Trump's taking all of that on, and they are screaming like stuck pigs.
Well, exactly. And we knew this was going to happen, Adam, because this president is not beholden to anybody like previous presidents. So he can do the people's bidding, and Main Street America is saying, dilly dilly, bring it on, keep it going. We're looking at 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Adam Andrzejewski is with us, and we're going to be talking more about the White House budget and some surprises you might be ready
for. If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Keep fighting the good fight. Keep letting your light shine.
joining in to fight the good fight and to keep our government accountable. And to this end, we're fortunate to have Adam Andrzejewski with us. And, of course, we're with him. He is the founder of OpenTheBooks.com. They've become a national rallying cry for transparency in public spending. And, of course, this is his second report on the Trump's lean White House budget, the 2018 payroll on track to save taxpayers $22 million, as Adam had predicted early on. Adam, just one kind of sidebar. You and I have had this discussion before. You know, my encouragement to the president, I think a great way to save a lot of money is that if he, you know, because we're coming on to the fiscal, you know, end of our year of our government spending, right?
Absolutely. So the fiscal year ends on September 30th.
Okay. What I'm suggesting is that, like, right now, maybe no later than August the 1st, that the president would make a announcement that there would be no more spending, that all spending would be frozen until the end of the fiscal year. Because what happens, as you know, in the last 60 or so days of each fiscal year, that's when all the stupid spending takes place. That's when people go around and they spend $10,000 for a box of Ticonderoga number 2 pencils, you know, because they've got to evacuate their budgets. If the government froze that spending and held that money in check, how much money do you think we'd save?
Well, we would save hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. We detail out some examples of this. I've got a book that's for sale at Amazon. It's called Operation Drain the Swamp. And in that book...
Yes, and thank you for sending my own copy. I love this, too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
We detail out a lot of examples that people just don't... I mean, fundamentally, I think that if folks are a supporter of Bernie Sanders on the center-left or Donald Trump on the center-right, both of the candidates in 2016 ran for president on the premise that the system was rigged for the insiders. Mm. In this book, we detail out just how bad it is, and very specifically, and one of the areas where it's really bad is on the use-it-or-lose-it end-of-the-year budgeting.
Right.
So in the first year of the Trump administration, granted, he was only on the job for about 6 months, very difficult to reform everything in 6 months, your first 6 months as president.
Yeah.
But we detailed out that, for instance, Tom Price, who's no longer at Health and Human Services, $2 million was spent on purchasing armored limousines over at HHS. We detailed out that for years now, in end-of-year budgeting, the State Department for embassies around the world loads up on their liquor budgets at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We detail out millions and millions of dollars worth of PR contracts and all kinds of spending that is frivolous on the use-it-or-lose-it budgeting.
Yeah, I mean, and it's absolutely endless. It's this mentality that it's, you know, it's not their money. That it's, you know, it's okay. We, you know, they're used to spending this. I got to tell you, Adam, embarrassingly, you know, when I was first starting off in business, I was called to do a government project. And I had the supervisor actually come to me and say, look, your invoice is too low. You have to add, you've got to add money to this. It's, you know, and I said, well, no, well, that's a fair price. That's, you know, what we charge. He goes, no, you got to at least double it. And I mean, it was a total ripoff. Needless to say, it was a very short-term arrangement with them. But this was my initial experience, and this is just on a minor government project. This is out of control.
It is out of control, Bill. We identified, and we write about this in the book, 120,000 program officers, analysts, and their bosses make each over $100,000 per year. So it's $12 billion to run these federal programs, but that's not where their real power is. It's not in their salary and bonuses, and we can talk about that in a second, or their paid time off, or their other perquisites. Their real power comes from dispersing across the country, doling out federal grants of up to $600 billion a year.
Wow.
Now, we mapped all of these grants, and what we found is that there's a grant for everybody. For instance, if you're a child in China and you want to learn how to cross your busy street, the American taxpayer funded a $200,000 federal grant to create a virtual reality platform to teach Chinese kids how to cross the street. If you are a senior citizen at a senior facility in Boston, Massachusetts. The American taxpayer funded a grant for $700,000 to teach the elderly Tai Chi at a Boston, Massachusetts senior center. If you are a California prostitute, the American taxpayer put $1.5 million into a grant to teach sex education to California prostitutes who could probably teach the class.
I'm just saying. Well, but if they taught the class, we'd probably have to spend a couple more million in order to cover teaching fees. Now, it's one thing to be a student, another to be a teacher, I guess. Oh, Lord have mercy.
I didn't think of that, Bill.
Yeah, now, I'm just saying. You know.
You gas your private plane up, Bill, and you fly it out to Martha's Vineyard, and you land at that sheeshy little airport out there.
Right.
Just so you know, the American taxpayer, you and I, and all the working and middle-class taxpayers across the country, we all funded $9.2 million of federal grants in the last year of the Obama administration that funded that airport at Martha's Vineyard, that little private airport where the Hollywood elites, the East Coast moneyed folks in the Obama administration go to vacation. We all funded the grants, the subsidies into that Martha's Vineyard airport.
Adam, have you done a comparison as to how much money we, the people, have saved since the Obamas have left the White House? I mean, between travel and, here you got, you know, Michelle Obama has her contingency of employees in the White House. I mean, all the perks, it seems that the Obamas just maxed the perks, you know, at every turn. Have you guys done a report on that yet?
Well, here's a quick one. Here's a quick piece of savings. So in the 7 years, the 7 year period during the Obama administration, the EPA, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, spent $92 million on high-end luxury furniture. Mm-hmm. So it was $800 pencil holder, $7,000 executive desks. And we know for all of Scott Pruitt's ethical issues, mm-hmm. we know that spending at the EPA has been curtailed.
Yeah, I mean, even though some habits die hard, and we know that there were some questions there, with Scott Pruitt, and of course, no longer. But like anything, you know, the culture runs deep. You know, we're talking about some of the problems with the FBI, and they think it only, you know, when it starts at the top, it always goes down to the bottom. You know, it seeps on down there. So how do you vacate these kind of bad habits and, clean them out of the culture of these, you know, these three-letter agencies that are out there just spending money like drunken sailors, and no offense to drunken sailors, as they would say.
Well, here is a big bucket of money that I think the Trump administration is going to push for savings on the 2019 White House budget. I was so we exposed that. Let's just go through some points that we exposed on the swamp that Trump inherited. Mm-hmm. So we write about this in the book, Operation Drain the Swamp, that there's a new minimum wage in 78 large federal agencies. The average pay is now six figures, $100,000. But that's not even enough. 1 million federal bureaucrats last year got performance bonuses for $1.1 billion. And that wasn't enough. They get 43 days on average of paid time off, which cost the American taxpayer $23 billion last year. Well, Trump is going to submit a budget that scales back the paid time off. He doesn't believe, and neither do any of us, that a federal bureaucrat should get 8.5 weeks of paid time
off. 8.5 weeks of paid time off and a performance bonus?
It's incredible. So just by scaling it back to 30 days a year, it saves the American taxpayer over 10 years $60 billion.
Well, Adam, thank you as always. We appreciate you coming on. Look forward to having you back and keeping us up to date. And thank you for opening the books.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A lengthy rescue operation has been completed in Thailand. All 12 members of a boys' soccer team and their coach, who got trapped inside a cave system by rising waters, have now been rescued, and all are said to be doing okay. President Trump is now airborne on his way to Europe for a more than week-long mission that starts with a NATO summit in Brussels, where he's again expected to tell allies they're not contributing enough. He said as he was leaving the White House,
NATO has not treated us fairly, but I think we'll work something out. We pay far too much, and they pay far too little, but we will work it out.
But European Council President Donald Tusk has a message for President Trump. He says, quit bad-mouthing NATO allies. He says, dear America, appreciate your allies. After all, you don't have that many anymore. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
With the America 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Chris Farrell is with us right now. He's the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch. Chris, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Lots to talk about and to be updated on, from the Mueller abuse that you were looking at. Also, new HHS documents revealing unaccompanied alien children processed during the Obama years included violent criminals, drug smugglers, and human traffickers. And at the top, of course, was Judicial Watch's statement about the selection of Brett Kavanaugh last night. Let's start with that.
Well, truth in advertising. President Trump, back as candidate Trump, made a list of 20-some-odd people who he thought would be good candidates for the Supreme Court, and he's now two for two picking from the list.
Mm-hmm.
Kavanaugh has a long established track record as a appellate court judge at the federal level. He's definitely a Washington establishment kind of guy, so he's got sort of the pedigree or credentials of being somebody who knows his way around Washington, mostly from the perspective of the Bush administration.
Mm-hmm.
But he's, an heir, in a sense, to Kennedy, having clerked for him. And people may not, like him or like his faith or his background or whatever, but no one can argue that he isn't a reasonable, highly educated, fair-minded jurist.
Yeah, it seems to be, just on the face of his acceptance last night, and the statements that Judge Kavanaugh made, it was quite impressive. You know, talking about how he grew up around the dinner table, learning about the laws, his parents went to law school. Definitely a high-achieving family. So he learned, from his parents there at the dinner table. It goes on, as things would happen, and clerks for, as you mentioned, for Kennedy. I mean, Kennedy's got to feel really good. I mean, this is his second clerk that now finds themselves on the court. And, in this particular case, especially cherished, I believe, for Kavanaugh, is that he's going to be sitting in the chair of the justice that he served under.
Yeah, and there's, a lot of that is, frankly, signaling. They're trying to get a message across and create sort of a marketing campaign for the for the vicious fight that's going to ensue in the Senate. You're going to see a lot of hysterical language and a lot of, hyperbole and kabuki theater, and there's going to be a lot of reckless behavior and talk during the confirmation hearing.
Well, it's already been reckless. I mean, the things that Schumer had to say prior to, regardless of any, he didn't know who was going to be nominated, but they were already taking a stand because
they feel power slipping away, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Power slipping away, it makes them frightened. And you get this kind of reaction.
Well, Chris, again, the divide, as you and I discussed before, in the legal field is you've got activist judges versus, contextualists, judges that want to rule on the law calls, balls and strikes, so to speak, based on the Constitution, what it says, and as Antonin Scalia says, also what it doesn't say. But, and the thought kept coming to mind, and it was said last night on several occasions, imagine if Hillary Clinton would have had the two choices, what the court would be like.
I mean, that is just a nightmare scenario.
It's scary, yes.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, the kind of craziness that would come out of that scenario, everyone should count their blessings and say a little prayer of thanks, having been saved from that, literally. I'm not kidding.
Well, it's been tough enough as it is for Judicial Watch with the FOIA requests and all the hard work that the team has been doing on behalf of We the People. And again, I can't thank you enough, Chris, for all the great work that Judicial Watch has been doing on behalf of We the People keep them honest.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. You imagine what you can't even imagine. I mean, it would probably just blow your brain up to think of, what you'd have to do by way of all the FOIA requests and everything. I mean, as it is, you're wallpapering world already.
Probably be outlawed or disbanded at that point.
Yeah, probably so. But let's get an update on what's going on with the Mueller probe. And JW is suing over Mueller abuse. Tell our audience about this.
Well, look, this is it's really an outlaw operation. You've got Mueller, who's wildly conflicted, appointed by Mr. Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General, who's also conflicted because he's a fact witness in the underlying investigation, right? So at the foundation level, this is an incredibly flawed, poorly thought out, conflicted, disqualified type of relationship that even created the Mueller investigation. Now, we're now a year, actually almost 2 years into it, with really little or nothing to show. They announced the indictment of 13 Russians a few months ago. So they said you'll never try them, so they never come to the country. There's a thing called a sealed indictment. If you're serious about going after somebody, you indict them and then you seal it so that they're not aware that you're looking to get them. And so when these Russians come back to Miami in January vacation, you grab them at the airport. But Mueller's not interested in that.
No.
He just wants to advertise that he's made these indictments, and they're phony. I mean, this is talking about another example of kabuki theater, another sort of wild demonstration with little or nothing to show for it. And now he's started to farm off, but it appears that he's farming off the investigation to subordinates who may not even be part of his originally established team.
Mm-hmm.
He's bringing in new attorneys to take on sort of lesser segments of the investigation. And I think this whole signal, so it's deflating. It's slow motion. There's nothing in the air. There's no, this whole collusion thing is a publicity stunt by Hillary Clinton and the DNC.
Right.
And I think I know that he's interested in talking to the president. I can tell you that, you know, anybody who would tell the president to speak to Mueller is not serving him very well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're now at the point where this really needs to just kind of close up on itself and just be over with.
Do you kind of sense that Mueller may be trying to find an exit ramp on this thing that kind of saves some sort of face? Because the longer this thing is stretched out, as you say, the more kabuki it becomes, and there's just, again, there's not a lot of there. And here is a guy who, you know, going into this has had some credibility, and he seems to be losing it by the yard every day that this continues.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they're waiting for the Trump-Putin summit to start, you know, screaming hysterically about something again. It's collusion, you know.
I think Donald Trump ought to take, he ought to take Adam Schiff with him just for fun and have him sit in on all the meetings. What do you think?
Or take Hillary.
But she'd bring a button with the wrong wording on it again, and it would just, you know, we'd go right back to where this all began, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, it's very interesting that in the Uranium One scandal, which you'll remember way before,
right?
The only Russian who was actually ever indicted, you know, got a plea deal, and he just pled out to one count of a minor charge. It was sort of a time-served thing, and then they shoveled it back to Mother Russia very quickly. And one of my researchers was checking that case very carefully, and they came across the plea deal. And do you know who the two attorneys were who signed that plea deal to let the Russian get away? Weissman, who's Mueller's deputy,
right?
And Rosenstein.
Well, you know, the weave that is being, you know, the web that's being woven here, all bask in all these lies and deception, and as you say, kabuki theater. Chris Farrell is with us. We've got more to discuss about Judicial Watch. Looking out for you, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Term life insurance. Call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solutions Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solutions Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post the job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
We don't see color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez, live. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As we say, it's not a Democrat or Republican thing. It's about an us thing, the United States of America. Thank you for joining in on the good fight. And this is why we appreciate all the great work that Judicial Watch has been doing on our behalf. Chris Farrell is with us. Chris, of course, is the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch. Chris, let's wrap up a little bit of the conversation and focus on the whole Mueller case. As you stated, it's been almost 2 years. Budget, initially we got a little bit of a budget idea, roughly about $1 million a month. Since then, Mueller has said, hey, look, at I don't want to talk about any stinking budget and spending all this money, but you can probably figure at least $1 million a month, and that is very, very conservative. So we're about, you know, 20, 24 million into this deal, and what have we got to show for it?
Precisely. And look, all prosecutors are built to come back with scalps, right? So that's sort of the measure of effectiveness. So unless you get some indictments and some convictions, and the ones you got are really pretty pathetic and lame, but, you know, nonetheless, you have something to point at and say, aha, you know.
Yes, right. I know.
Manafort bought suits in 2006 that, you know, were too much or whatever, you know. If that's what he wants to hang his hat on, have at it.
Yeah. And then, of course, guys like Adam Schiff and other Democratic operatives, you know, find themselves holding on to, you know, a raft that is out there in rough seas, and they continue to lose credibility, as we say. Peter Strzok, supposedly meeting with Congress this week, and also Lisa Page. What are we going to find out?
Yeah, that's on top of that. These two need their own, like, you know, special mini series or something.
Yeah.
We've read their little text messages back and forth, and we've seen their pathetic attempts to try to spin, oh, I didn't really mean, you know, drop dead or whatever. The language is so outrageous, expensive, so arrogant, and they're going to try to, you know, talk it away and massage it to be something that it isn't. Strzok, last time he appeared, I guess they had a 10-hour closed session shorter open session. Mm-hmm. And the open session, to me, was characterized as him being incredibly misleading and condescending and quite arrogant. And then, of course, he also had an FBI attorney representing the Bureau sitting in the interview, interjecting opposition to certain questions, which to me is another crazy. Who authorized that?
Yes, exactly.
The FBI attorneys or something to disrupt the hearing with, you know, imposing privilege questions on behalf of the FBI.
Yeah, probably the same person that authorized when Hillary Clinton was interviewed that her attorney would be in the same meeting, right?
Well, and that's actually five of her attorneys.
Yes, right.
Several of whom were given immunity deals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is crazy.
Right.
No other American citizen then would be afforded these outrageous privileges. If it were you or I, we'd be in handcuffs.
Oh, and without a doubt.
Such an insane system that we are now, you know, up to our neck in.
How do we get out of this, Chris? I mean, can the FBI, the deep swamp, we'll just put it all into that category. I mean, this seems so pervasive that it is near impossible. I mean, it's almost like you're just going to have to wave the flag of surrender and just say, okay, well, that, you guys just don't do that anymore. Is that what we're going to come down to?
Grand juries and indictments, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
All these hearings, I mean, really, toothless tiger nonsense. It's just an opportunity for politicians to grandstand. But when you get somebody indicted by a grand jury and you move to trial, mm-hmm. that's an attention getter. That's
exactly
what we like to see, actual justice, not just ridiculous committee hearings.
Mm-hmm. Well, who's going to bring in the grand jury? Rosenstein, I mean, you talk about arrogant. And even Christopher Wray, I was disappointed in Wray's attitude. I mean, this is, it kind of reminded me of Koskinen and Lois Lerner. It's like a disease amongst the three-letter agencies in our government.
Yeah, they're very arrogant. And Wray, his whole sole function in life is to preserve the existence of the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
He's all about institutional preservation. And frankly, you know, I've already advocated repeatedly, mostly on the Lou Dobbs show, frankly,
mm-hmm.
that the FBI be dissolved, that an investigative arm or division within the U.S. Marshals Service be created.
Mm-hmm.
And that agents who've been vetted are allowed to lateral over to this new department or agency. The U.S. Marshals have a 230-year track record of good work. They're not compromised like the FBI is. There are good agents out there who need a place to happen, and,
right.
and they need to pursue legitimate investigations.
Mm-hmm.
And once they lateral over into this new setup, then the FBI just collapses in on itself and we do away with it.
We've heard certain calls out there for the disbandment of some agencies. This is the first time, frankly, I've heard a disbandment of the FBI. But, Chris, I think that, that's an appropriate consideration because
to go away.
No. Exactly.
The lunatic left wants ICE to go away because they don't want law enforcement.
Right.
I do want law enforcement. I just want legitimate, credible law enforcement. So I'm just saying take the good agents that exist, do a vetting or check of them, and put them under the U.S. Marshals Service. The lunatic left wants to simply disband ICE and have no enforcement in all those law enforcement functions. So that's insanely dangerous.
No, that's not a solution. That's insanity. I agree with that point, and I hear you loud and clear. And maybe that's what is required in order to really drain the swamp and clean up the culture here. Because we thought that we certainly knew of what J. Edgar Hoover did at the very initial DNA of the FBI, and had hoped that after he was gone things would be different. And there's been a couple of shuffles along the way, but it seems that the root of this power and this kind of I don't know, you want to call it conditional law enforcement that they enact here, they're just not, let's just say their publicity does not substantiate what's actually happening. I mean, thing, because look what happened in Parkland. You know, the FBI failed to follow up on that. What they failed to follow up in terms of Boston. I mean, there's lots of breakdowns that have occurred around the FBI, but yet people are very quick in the narrative to talk about the praises of the FBI. But I think it's so dysfunctional that maybe that's a good solution, is put it under, you know, the Department of the U.S. Marshals.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I'm trying to find there's legitimate law enforcement concerns, obviously. I'm just trying to find a way in which a legitimate law enforcement agency, and I think the U.S. Marshals have been around for 230 years and have jurisdiction to go anywhere and basically do anything. You know, you create an investigative division and just slide the good agents under them and just do away with this nightmare that, look, I mean, you can go back to, you know, Ruby Ridge and, you know, there's decades of bad actors and bad situations. You know, they like to believe their own press releases. They like to pretend that they're superhero G-men, but really it's a very mixed message, very mixed history that the Bureau has.
Yeah. Well, it definitely is becoming more into question as evidence leads us to think that way. Chris, we've got about a minute and a half here. I want to wrap things up real quick regarding the HHS documents that you've uncovered. You know, this was under you know, the Obama years. Break that down for us.
Sure. Health and Human Services released records to us 3 years after the fact that detail outrageous criminality of all flavors and stripes in this unaccompanied children program that the Obama administration ran. There's like 1,000 incidents that are documented in detail. This information just came out this morning that we released it. It's horrific. It's everything from trafficking to rape to child abuse. It's just, it's an outrageous lineup. All of it on Obama's watch. None of it really corrected. They just sort of, you know, they documented this list of outrageous abuses, and all these people were basically cut loose in the United States. We're talking MS-13 gang members, murderers. It is a horrendous list, and folks should go see it at judicialwatch.org.
And kind of amazing here, Chris, the very thing that the president had to say when he was running for president, that people were shocked over, you know, of course, the Mexican government took exception, the Dems, the progressives took exception to his statement. Now here is proof, and once again we find out that, we find out the president was more right than wrong, right?
Again, exactly.
So why is it the president knows this and we don't? I mean, you know, and he knew this before he got inside information, you know, or classified information that would have been given to him once he was, you know, the president of the United States, right?
You are correct, yep.
Amazing. Well, again, Chris, our thanks to Judicial Watch, the team, all the great work that you're doing. Keep it up. And thanks again for giving us the time and updating on us on all these important issues. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Bye-bye.
You take care. Chris Farrell from Judicial Watch. I'll tell you, they just have done outstanding work. Chris is the Director of Research and Investigations for Judicial Watch and continues to hold our government honest on behalf of we the people. It is just about 3 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.